Good morning, Michaela. Thanks for spending some time with me to talk about what is quite a serious situation.
Yeah, good morning, Glenn. Look, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. 136,000 cases of influenza, 300 deaths. Those numbers are going up, and yet we're still over-prescribing, I guess you could say, antibiotics. This can only lead to a train crash, surely.
100%, yeah. It's really, really scary statistics there. And look, I think there's lots and lots of reasons contributing to it, but antibiotic overuse is certainly a huge, huge one. And being a GP myself, it's something that I see on a day-to-day basis, which is really quite alarming.
I talked to quite a few GPs, and I don't know how, because you're at the coalface. I mean, you must be worried every day that I might pick the influenza up, even though you can take all the precautions you like. And using this or overusing antibiotics is one of the ways this thing can get around the sides.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I must admit, I use a lot of Glen 20 to try and keep the room sterile.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so much of it around. And the issue is it spreads like wildfire. And one of the issues with antibiotics is it actually decreases your immune system ability to fight influenza, and that's sort of confirmed by this new study that just came out, some research coming out of London that shows us that if you're exposed to influenza and you've had antibiotics recently, your immune system doesn't kick in properly, and you can't fight it off, which is why one of the reasons why we think it's spreading so much.
I also wonder too, because we travel so freely now on aeroplanes and from country to country, up until recently in some Asian countries, you could just get over-the-counter antibacterial or antibiotics. This is added to it. I think they're addressing that now, but it all feeds into the problem that we're facing.
Definitely. And you mentioned aeroplanes and travel, and I think that's also one of the reasons it's spreading so much, is we do all travel now, and aeroplanes are breeding grounds for bugs. That air just circulates around and around, and everyone gets off a plane and feels sick. And you're right, you could just buy it over the counter, and they are in a lot of particularly Asian countries and even some European countries. But one of the other issues that we find, I get people coming in to see me all the time that are about to go overseas and they want to have their little travel kit with them, and they always want some antibiotics to put in there just in case they get sick. And the issue is, antibiotics often aren't the answer if they've got a cough or a cold or a sore ear. You just need to let your immune system fight it. But of course, we're on holidays and we don't have time to be sick, or not even just on holidays when we're working. So we just want to take something that we think might be a quick fix. And all of that's contributing to the spread of infections and also the growth of these superbugs, so that when we do need antibiotics, they just don't work anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, it is the confusion between taking or thinking that antibiotics when we've got a bacterial infection work, but if you've got a viral infection like the influenza, persona non grata, doesn't work.
Exactly right. And the issue with influenza makes you feel really sick. You're often bedbound for a week or even up to 2 weeks. And so you'll find people just wanting to do anything to get better quicker, but antibiotics aren't the answer. And unfortunately, sometimes what grandma told us is right. You need to take time to rest. You need to run yourself a hot bath and have a cup of tea with some ginger and honey and lemon and just sleep. But again, none of us want to do that because, quite frankly, we just don't have time.
Well, yeah, it could be a life or death situation. I mean,
exactly.
Prevention's always better than the cure, I'm sure, Michaela. Things like washing your hands, having lots of vitamin C, vitamin D and all that sort of stuff in your diet, fruit and veggies, a little bit of exercise, get some sunshine on you. Those sort of things can help your immune system bolster up. But, if you're going to cop it, you're going to cop it. And, it's a bit of a worry.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is, as you said, if you do cop it, you stay home. Don't try and push through and be a martyr and quickly duck into work, because then, the street you've walked down, you spread it to everyone there. The bus that you've jumped on, you spread it to everyone there, not to mention everyone else in the office. So best thing you can do is actually take the time off to rest.
Well, I appreciate your time, Doctor. It's been great chatting with you, and let's hopefully our listeners can take something away from that discussion we just had.
Yeah, definitely. Look, thank you so much for having me and taking the time to chat, because it's a very important topic.
Indeed it is. Dr. Michaela Sorensen there, holistic general practitioner. This is The Breakfast Experience on the KZ Network.